USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The death toll in the 7.2 magnitude earthquake that struck Haiti over the weekend has reached nearly 2,000 as rescue efforts continue after Tropical Storm Grace stopped them with its arrival. Officials say that 1,941 people have died in the quake, with nearly 10,000 injured. UNICEF has estimated that about 1.2 million people have been affected by the disaster, which struck some of the more isolated areas of the country. Officials say many homes have been destroyed, leaving people without shelter and limited or no access to fresh water, food, or health care. And the Transportation Security Administration says the federal transportation mask mandate will be extended through January 18th. The mandate was set to expire on September 13th, but the extension comes as new COVID cases have been on the rise across the country because of the more transmissible Delta variant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
More Americans have tried using cannabis, according to a new poll. Tim Berg has the details.
In a new poll released by Gallup on Tuesday, 49% of U.S. adults say they have tried marijuana, a new high watermark in the survey giant's research. The company noting the percentage has steadily risen in the past 50 years, with a sharp rise from 4 to 22% around the 70s. It stood at 30% in 1985 and then 40% 6 years ago. Just 12% of participants in the new poll say they smoke marijuana. The company is saying the percentage has hovered in that 11 to 13% range for the past few years, even though the percentage of adults who say they smoke cigarettes has declined. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Countries around Afghanistan are now working to figure out how best to deal with an impending Taliban government in a neighboring country. Pakistan's ambassador to the United Nations says that they need to be ready to engage with the Taliban. Munir Akram tells Fox News about some of the other priorities he thinks are needed in the region.
First, of course, the evacuation of those who want to leave, and the United States is now in control of Kabul Airport and is evacuating its own people and others. Pakistan is also helping in the evacuation, taking diplomats, international agency representatives, as well as journalists and anybody who wishes to leave. We are issuing visas and letting them go out through Pakistan. Secondly, we need to encourage an inclusive government in Kabul. And there too, I think the United States, Pakistan, and other countries are working in Doha, as well as in Islamabad. We have a delegation of a number of non-Pashtun ethnic representatives mm-hmm. who have been meeting with our foreign minister and with our leadership in order to get an engagement with them and the Taliban in order to evolve a representative government.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.